This is the Let's Talk About It podcast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Let's Talk About It podcast. We are back.
Let's not talk about
it. We are back. No, we have to talk about it. We have to talk about the fact that we are back. We took a 2 month hiatus just to
chill. It wasn't
chill.
2 months.
It was 2 months.
When was the last time you posted?
July, I think it was like second or third, whatever that Friday was before First July weekend.
My summer break went by too fast.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's 2 months, fam. Huh. But if you're new with us, we drop a brand new episode every first and third Friday of the month. If you've been rocking with us, thank you for coming back.
Hi.
Hello, everybody, if you're watching us. Hi. And hello, everybody, if you're listening to us. But
I don't know how to act. I haven't held one of these mics in like 2 months, clearly.
I don't feel like that's the reason why you don't know how to act. I'm just beside myself
right now. I don't know what to do. Do I hold it this way? Do I hold it this way? Do I hold it this way?
Oh, my lordy.
Can you smell?
If you are listening, we have the handheld mics today. So Juby feels like she's Dwayne Johnson right now, everybody.
Dwynette.
Oh, wow. Dwynette. Is that the female version of Dwayne?
Yeah. Dwynette.
Dwynette. So how you been?
I've been pretty good.
I feel like these 2 months like went by stupid quick.
It flew by because I was about to say, you know, we've been only gone for 1 month. And you're like, no, it's been 2 months.
I'm It's been a whole
Has
two.
It though? Has it really? No, I'm good. I have been in a very contemplative state of mind.
Okay.
You know, well, by the time this post,
yeah,
like, it's about to be a year since we moved.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I am running into the 1 year anniversary a lot of, like, on this date last year, such and such happened, or, you know, like, I'm constantly like texting you. I was like, hey, did you know that on this date last year we did XYZ, and this date last year we said yes to the job, and on this date last year we did put our house on the market, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, I've been very like contemplative and just like really seeing, like, I'm just deep. And there's also a really good chance I might just like bust out crying because I'm also very emotional because my counselor insists on working through things instead of just letting me come vent to her, you know?
Well, with the purpose and title of the show, let's talk about it. Yeah. Wherever it is you want to go, what's currently just on your mind then the most right now?
Yeah, it's so you had like recently posted a video, you know, from an episode we did like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten all about it, like the particular clip that you chose, right? Mm. It's just like knowing your identity and how when you know your identity, you say yes to the right things and no to the right thing. Mm-hmm. No to the
wrong
right
things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever. And it's so funny because like literally a couple of weeks ago, like, I had to exercise that, right? But I didn't even realize I said that 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. Like, because I don't think we ever went back and listened to that episode.
Yeah.
So 2 months ago, I had no idea I said that, right?
Mm-hmm. So you forget like about the things that you say,
right? Yeah. Like, I don't remember saying that. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was like, oh dang, she sounds smart. Like, who is she? Make her viral.
That,
you
that
know?
Moment went past you encourages your future you, your current you.
Yeah. So I had to like really address that in my own life where I had this opportunity, like I was pursuing this job and I'm just like, yes, like I'm all in, you know, this is the job for me. This is the company for me. But like the entire time, as I'm going through the process, I'm like, I don't feel peace about it, you know, like in just different areas. And one also included our marriage, you know, and our schedule. But like, there were other factors where I was just like, I'm just not feeling peace about it. So I kept pushing it. I'm like, no, I just need to like push past this discomfort, right? And I literally had a moment where God was just all like, with everything that I've told you this past year, how does this fit into that?
Mm.
And like a couple of weeks later, you posted that clip and I was just like, man, when you know what God has said to you and what who you are in him, you will say no to even sometimes the right thing because you know it's not, you know, like, so I say that because, like, the last year I've been, like, just the last couple of weeks I've been contemplating on just the last year. Mm-hmm. And, like I started going back and remembering, like, I've never had this happen as many times in my life as I have this past year where, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people prophetically spoke into my life.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. Talking about this past year.
This past year, like in the last, actually less than 365 days mm-hmm. ago, right? Mm-hmm. Of which, of the five, only one person who actually has a relationship with me. Mm. Like that they know me, right? Mm-hmm. But God had sent these people to say certain things that add value to the identity of who he says I am. And I was just kind of like, you know, held on to it in the back of my head, And I was like, all right, like, cool. Yeah, this is great. This is great. So, but when it came to decision time, it was those things that helped me make make a decision.
Wow.
Because God was like, of everything that I've said this past year, you know, through just my word and also through these random strangers that I've sent your way, mm-hmm. how does this align with what I've said and where is it going to take you? Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think it would have been wrong for me to like a little cocky, but I really do think I was a shoo-in, like, mm-hmm. right? Like as a candidate, I was just all like, I know what I bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And I was all like, oh, I don't know if right now in this season, like with everything that he said, like if this aligns with that. And I remember like late at night, I got on the email and I emailed the girl that, you know, like introduced me to the company and then, you know, the other person. And I was like, hey, thank you so much for the opportunity, but I'm going to have to pull my candidacy for this role. I just don't have peace about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not supposed to be doing this right now. So yeah, that's kind of where I've been is of contemplating a lot, mm-hmm. you know, and like, life's been really sweet. Like there, it's had its hard moments. Like I won't even like, I'm not gonna be like, oh my gosh, life is so good, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly like I spend a lot of time crying with my counselor, you know? but I don't know, like it's been a good year and I am at this place in my life where I'm just like, I just need to take God for his, like at his word, mm. you know, like mm-hmm. that's kind of where I am. We're supposed to write a sermon for one of our leadership courses. Mm-hmm. And I was just like today I was like, God, what do you want me to write the sermon on? Like I have nothing, you know, the first time I went through it, like the part one of it, I knew exactly what I wanted to write for my passion project, you know? But, and I'm just sitting there and I was like, I don't know what to write the sermon on. Like, Jesus wept. Amen. Mm-hmm. You too weep, mm-hmm. you know?
You too. You're stupid.
I mean, like, and then I just like literally have just been kind of praying about it. I was like, God, what do you want me to write the sermon on? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And he was like, how about the very thing like you're working on right now, which is just trusting God for who he is. Which I'll need your help, by the way, because I don't know how to write a sermon.
Stop it. Yeah, because you didn't do one a few weeks ago.
It was a talk. It was not a sermon. It was
same,
a talk.
Same. It's similar format. Here's you said so many things that are just wonderful. And I don't even know where to start. I guess I'll start with the root of everything you said. I think something that I really want our listeners and our viewers to really take away is what does it look like basically to really lean into the voice of God? Mm-hmm. That's essentially what you're saying. You may not have used those specific words, but essentially you talked about how you've had five people that have spoken prophetically over. And when we say prophetically, meaning just words of encouragement, words that are specific to you in your due season. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that words that no one else would know, actually, like, they had no business knowing, right? Mm-hmm, you know?
Which makes it even more affirming knowing it's coming from the Lord.
Yeah.
But you have taken time, though, to recognize the voice of God in your life.
Right.
And I think maybe that's just where I kind of just want to hang here for a little bit. because it's so going back to, like you said, the clip, you know, from our previous episode, yeah. like when you know who your identity is in God, it gives you permission to say yes, but you need to say yes to, but also know what you need to say no to. So maybe the next step in knowing your identity in God is knowing what the Father's voice sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what could have happened. You could have received those words or heard those words, but not actually taken it in.
Mm-hmm.
And still keep living your life like, Lord, when am I going to get a word? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be real, we've done that. Yeah. I've done that. I get, there are moments where I'm like, man, God, do you see me? Do you hear me? And it's the most perfect sermon, you know, comes on for me when I just happen to go, you know, for that weekend when I go to church, or I'm flipping through YouTube or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, or a podcaster that I follow and there's a topic or something they're talking about. It's so easy to go, well, I haven't gotten a word yet. Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes there's those moments where we need to take a step back and actually, rather it's maybe the Lord is speaking to you through your reading. Maybe the Lord is speaking to you through a song. Maybe the Lord is speaking to you through, again, a podcast or a sermon or something else that you've heard in passing. One of the things that we got to be a part of was Presbytery Week. And basically what that is, it's kind of similar to going back to prophecy, but it's three nights as well as two mornings. But essentially they get people, and this happens at all of our campuses, where they literally just feel like the Holy Spirit gives them word, and they go around just picking out what looks like it's random to us.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Spirit drops a word in them to share with that person. And it's pretty incredible to watch people's reactions.
Right.
Because like you said, they have no relational equity.
I was like literally sitting there like, please don't pick me. Please don't pick me. Please don't pick me.
But it's these moments though that really just shows you what does it look like for us to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And something that they said that I appreciated, because, you know, there's about 300-400 people in the room, so not everyone's going to get prophesied specifically over, but something that they always said at the beginning of every single service, they said, hey, just because we're not coming directly to you, if you hear this word and it registers with you, take it.
Right.
And I love that they said that it's just because the person, that man or woman, did not come directly to you, you know, at your doorstep or in your row, it doesn't mean that that word isn't for you.
Right.
And I wish I did it on the first night. I think it was because it was two nights and two mornings.
It started Sunday night.
Yeah. So we had a Sunday night, a Monday night.
Monday morning.
Yeah, Monday morning, Monday night, and then Tuesday morning. We didn't have a Tuesday night. So it was four different times. I didn't start it till the third session, but I started bringing my sermon note-taking journal.
Yeah.
And so anytime someone said something that made me go, ooh, that's good, I just wrote it down.
Yeah.
And so it taught me, just that moment reminded me of, just because someone's not coming directly up to me,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean that the Lord isn't talking.
Right.
You know, and so, again, you had the additional gift of having five individuals come up to you. But it's what I'm just being reminded of through your story, sweetheart, is that are we being sensitive enough to know when God is speaking?
Because here's also the thing, like, I can be quite cynical. I know, shocker. Because if that was in the wrong season, I would have been like, these cookie Christians, you know, and they're like,
cookie cutter,
just like, okay, you just took a basic word and, you know,
mm-hmm.
like hope it applied to my life. Like,
okay. So let's lean into that, because
I am kind of cynical I'm working on my cynicism.
Well, let's lean into that, because there's probably people who are watching and listening that might have the same temperament. They might have gone through the same experiences. So they're probably like, I connect with that.
Yeah.
You know, you have some people that are cynic. So what are some things that you, I guess, have been able to do? What are some things that have taken place in your life that's helped you to be less cynical and be more receptive to those moments?
Well, I'm thinking of the first time someone tried to prophetically, this wasn't the first time. Okay, one, I had to have a good understanding of what it means to have someone speak prophetically into your life,
mm-hmm.
that it's not a magic eight ball
mm-hmm.
that gives you answers about your future. you know, it is a word of encouragement for the season that you're in. But also, you're going to hate this, identity. Like, you have to know who you are. And if that word, one, aligns with the word of God and aligns with who you are. Because I do remember one time in college, someone prophetically prayed over me. And the entire, like, it got to a point I was like, hold up. Like, I literally had to, like, check out from that prayer, start, you know, like in Mean Girls, they're like, hang on, let me call Regina on the other line. Kind of like, I literally had to dial up Jesus on the other line. And I was like, wait a minute, is there something that I don't know that this person is prophetically praying over me? Like, this doesn't resonate with who I am. I feel like they're reaching. And I just didn't accept it for myself. I was just like, no. It's like, you are just reaching at this point, right? So it is that knowing of both yourself and the word of God, and knowing that you have direct access and you can confirm anything that people say. Check it with God, you know? So like the first, twice last September, of course, it happened. But the first person, you know, they knew me. And at first I was just like, man, like, they're just really encouraging me because they knew, like, I was just not in a good place, you know. And she said things that I've heard along the way. And I was all like, okay, maybe there's something to this, you know. But then the second person in October literally did not know me. Like, I just happened to sit next to them during praise and worship. You know, and once praise and worship was done, and, you know, they look at me and they're like, okay, so you ready? And I'm thinking, they're asking, am I ready for the speaker? Right. And I'm just like, yeah, you know? And then she just, and I was like, oh, you mean you wanted to tell me stuff? Okay. You know, and it like really resonated with that season of my life. So every time it's happened, it's conversations I've already been having with the Lord. It's not something random that just comes up, you know?
What would you say is the common denominator that you have found over these five individuals that have spoken life over you?
Oh, they're all women.
Okay. Not what I was looking for, but okay. I guess let me ask you in a better way, because I get what I'm trying to ask is, you know, people who are, you know, listening to this, like, prophecy can be a little
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it can be weird. It can be iffy. You know, just, it can be a little, and when not done appropriately, it can come across a little new agey, you know? So I'm thinking of, but prophecy is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's, this is crazy, because I literally taught a class on this yesterday on going through the gifts, and prophecy was one of them. But I'm just curious to know, through your experience, because as people are listening to this, not only they might have the gift of it, but if they're on the other end of it, what's a common theme maybe or factor that you noticed that kind of took place that made you be able to go, this feels right. Like, this feels like this is from the Lord. I know you were talked about, you know, it being in line as well with his word, but are there any other moving pieces?
I was going to say, from what I can tell outside looking in, I felt comfortable with their relationship with Christ as well. And it was like, there's someone, and the Lord will really have to work on me because I struggle with them, and they're, you know, in the prophetic gifts or whatever. But their character doesn't reflect the character of Christ. Right? They have the gift, but they don't have the character.
And
so if they were to ever really prophetically speak over me, which I kind of, like, it would take a lot for me to accept that. So with the people that I have that have spoken over me, not only did they have, like, I wasn't looking at their gift, I was looking at their character. And they all showed the character of Christ. And I knew, like, just in the small amount of time that I spend with them, that they had a relationship with Christ and it wasn't like a touch and go. Mm-hmm. It was a deep, like, hey, I've been there, mm-hmm. and I've walked through the trenches, and I know what it's like. So we're gonna, you know,
yeah,
like we're gonna say this. Yeah. So I think that's what made me comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yes, like, I don't know, like, you know, when you meet someone, you just notice, like, man, they have good something. Character.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah. They mm-hmm. there's something about them that's just like good character. Because mm-hmm. I've met a lot of gifted people, and they can say whatever they want, and I'm like, okay.
So we're heading to some good, treacherous territory, but I love it.
Blah.
So I agree with you. I don't know. I agree with that. Let me give a counter argument. Okay.
Bring it.
So I totally agree with you because here's the other side to it. The Lord can still use gifted people, even when their character doesn't line up.
Even when they're being a donkey.
Yeah. You know why? Because oftentimes the person that the Lord's trying to reach is more important to him. Like, he cares more about the people who are far from him or aren't walking in right relationship with him.
Rebuttal to that.
Okay.
Yes, well, he can.
Yeah, let me finish the thought.
Okay.
Okay. Because again, I'm agreeing with you, but I'm just giving another mm-hmm. another argument, right? The gift is not so much the thing. Trying to gather my words here.
Word means things.
They do. That's why I'm pausing. The gift obviously is there. It's given to us per Romans 12. Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12, by the way. If you guys don't know what your gift is, go and read Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12. But the purpose of gifts is to point people back to Jesus, right? At the same time, it is possible for us as humans, because we can be self-centered, that we get so caught up in the gift and it makes us feel good. It makes us feel a certain way, mm-hmm. right? So there are times actually that where people are still effective in the thing that they're doing because it is a gift, right? The gift is being used to bring people closer and closer to the Lord. And the Lord will allow certain things to still take place even when their character may be off in the beginning. Now, it does not mean that there aren't consequences that come with it on the backside of it. You know?
Of course.
And so the reason why I said that is because I was listening to a message just recently and basically talking about the biggest difference between the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. You know, the fruits of Galatians 5:22, where it goes through love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, which essentially you said character. And I would tie character basically to being a fruit of mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit. It's very possible for someone to be born again just yesterday. And they do have that gift instantly, and they can use it, right? But their character may still be out of whack,
mm-hmm.
right? But it doesn't mean that the Lord can't use them. That's where I'm going with it.
Mm-hmm.
However, the more character you do have, the more that the Lord will trust it. Correct. Yeah. The more the Lord will trust you and elevate you to use you more. So I guess my argument is character is not the absence of God being able to use you, but character will absolutely elevate you, in which the Lord will elevate you, not the world, not people, but the Lord will elevate you because of your character to help you use more of your gifts in the Lord. So that's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So I agree with everything that you said, but there are people that equally are still being used. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, like you said, we might be in a situation where it's like, man, this person is gifted to do X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are times where I have to look at myself where I'm like, man, I don't know if I want to receive it because of it, or maybe the Lord still has that thing in store for me because it's actually not about their character in that moment, and the Lord still actually wants to bless me with something through that person's gift. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah. I think the Lord just knows me well enough to know not to send that person my way. Like, he's just like, that girl's cynical, so let me just send her someone that I know is of good character.
Fair enough, but I do agree. I think... I like the words you use that are these people that are comfortable, you know, that just make you feel at ease, and that reflect the love and nature of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and then love your neighbor as yourself. And it's so when people have that moment where it's like, man, it's sometimes hard for people to reconcile someone having a quote unquote gift of the Lord because we see how they treat people. And that's essentially what you're talking
yeah.
about, you know? But where the disconnect really comes from is just they're maybe they're not loving the Lord their God with all their heart, mind, soul. Was they really should be. Because the more you do that.
You might want to have a conversation with them.
I mean, that which is done through relationship at the end of the day, you know. But, no, I love what you're saying, though. How it's, the more character you have, the more fruit of the Spirit that you have, yeah. the more maturity
Again,
you
but
have.
That's for me. Like, I've already admitted.
I wouldn't disagree with
that. I've already admitted that I tend to be more cynical when it comes to how the Holy Spirit can move sometimes. Like, I realize that about myself. Just because I've seen, I feel like, shady things mm-hmm. on how people misuse the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. So because of that, I just know that about myself. So the Lord knows to just send me certain type of people.
But I think that's a wise filter to have. You know, yeah. when you're thinking through, again, that I want to be clear. I still believe the Lord can use people with gifts mm-hmm. and low character. However,
even you.
however, the more character that you do have, it does. At the end of the day, we're supposed to be accurate reflectors and ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Yeah. You know, and that's essentially what you're saying. You know, so how does your fruit of the Holy Spirit look like in your everyday life? Like, are we really? Do we carry love and joy towards our spouse? Do we carry peace, patience, and kindness towards our kids? Do we carry
our 2-year-old nieces?
Oh man, don't even see. There you go. That just revealed my character.
It's funny, like in all, like it's funny when right before you said, I was like, man, in all things I do, you know, because like if I am, like I joke around a lot mm-hmm. about, you know, like Kara, mm-hmm. you know, but. I genuinely love that girl. Right?
Oh, for sure.
You know,
of course.
I genuinely
course.
Love that girl. And, but what if, it's like, what if I was so full of all the gifts of Christ, but I treated her like trash? Mm-hmm. And that's what everyone else sees. You know, like, mm-hmm. yes, I will joke around. I'll be the first one to be like, I was about to throw her in the trash today. You know, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. but. Like, not, like, genuinely mean it, right?
Yeah.
But even, like, how do you aunt? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. how do you uncle?
Yeah.
How do you brother, sister? How do you spouse?
Right. Co-worker.
These are not all real questions. Like, you know, just I'm making up words and putting it together.
No, you're not.
How do you spouse? That's not a...
I got it. But what yeah. you're saying is, what does it look like for us to fill the role of whatever... the multiple titles and positions that we're given in a way that reflects the character and fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, in every area of your life.
Correct.
Not just the areas that are constantly seen.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But every area of your life.
Yeah.
How do you, like, I don't know.
Well, because here's what you're saying.
How do you treat people you don't think are important?
Exactly. That's a reflection of our heart.
Yeah.
So here's what you said with those five people that spoke into you. You're pretty much paying attention to how is their heart, mind, and soul an accurate reflection of God our Father.
Yeah.
And here's, which challenges me, because now it's like, man, if you have said yes to Jesus, do you live your life then in a way that's reflective of that?
Yeah.
That's reflective of the character of God? Or are we so about the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit? It's man, this is crazy. We're talking about this because last night, as I'm teaching it, you know, we talked about reading out of it, out of Romans 12, going through all seven of them. Mm-hmm. And then after, you basically go into a breakdown, you know, prophecy, teaching, exhortation, and all that. One of the statements I made at the end of the class, and I felt the Holy Spirit kind of just dropped in them in my spirit as I was kind of wrapping it up. But I was saying how that though the gifts of the Holy Spirit is a wonderful thing, it's exactly that. It's a gift. Do not be misconstrued in thinking that that is your purpose. Mm. And that the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts that the Lord gives you, and frankly, I think the gifts are more than just those seven. I think it's more than just teaching. I'm like, you might have the gift of being able to play an instrument, you know, singing, whatever it is, fashion. But it's being, my reminder is, if I said yes to Jesus, then my purpose is already complete in him, number one. Number two, if I believe that, even to what you said, my identity being in Christ, now my gift is an extension of my purpose. Mm-hmm. It's complementing my purpose. It's not supplementing it. But my point is, if I know that from the get-go, don't you think that would probably impact and change my character?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that change the way I treat people? And here's, so what if we're missing out, not just so much on receiving words of encouragement or receiving a word from the Lord, but what if we're also missing out on being able to be used by the Lord because of our lack of character? Mm. And if I remember the words correctly, when it was in the From Dreams to Destiny series that Pastor Robert did, when he was talking about the story of Joseph, character comes through perseverance. Mm-hmm. And perseverance is carried through tribulations, not trials. Trials are short. Tribulations can be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years.
A whole lifetime.
Right. But, I mean, think about it. What made Joseph elevate to the second highest position in the nation was because of what he endured for those 13 years.
Yeah.
Going from sold into slavery to prison and, I mean, literally did prison ministry, the OG of it, you know? And then he rose amongst the ranks. But it was because he had character. But character came from him enduring the tribulations that we have. So if you're in a hard season right now, the Lord is paying attention to your response to it.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know, just you could have missed out on hearing the voice of the Lord due to individuals who identify as Christians but didn't have character.
Then that leads to the question is, like, whose voice has a bigger say in your life? What do I know? I'm just here reminiscing on the last 365 days of how the Lord has kept me, how he raised me up, spin me around, and placed my feet on a solid ground.
Oh my gosh. People are like, is she singing? Yes, she is. She's wording the lyrics too. I thank God. So I know you've kind of said a little bit of it. Maybe there's something else. What's something that's surprising that you've learned about yourself in the last 2 months?
I can do things. Like,
be specific. You missed a word.
No, I know.
Okay.
Like, not only can I do things, I can do hard things.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. I used to think I had a commitment issue. Mm-hmm. Like, I would start something and it would just kind of fall wayside after a while.
For the record, we're going on almost 9 years of marriage. I would have never thought you have a commitment issue.
But you know what I mean? Like, I'll start journaling and then I'll stop, or I'll start reading a book. And like, that's my biggest commitment issue. Mm-hmm. Is I'll buy books and then like, it just stays there. Mm. I'll read like two chapters. Like, I'm like right now, there's the book I'm reading, Try Softer. Man, I'm just praying to the Lord that I make it through.
Yeah.
You know? So, but there are certain barriers that I unknowingly put in my own mind of like, this is it, you know? And it could have come from just listening to people also that's, you know, put those barriers, like, without like them even realizing it. But there were so many barriers I put on myself of like, this is it. Like, this is the peak. And then knowing that I can go beyond that has been like, oh, I can do this. Like, I got this. And that even comes in my own mental health, you know. Mm-hmm. There are things I'm just like, there are places in my story or of my life or pieces of my life, I'm just like, I just don't know if I can go there.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, oh, I went there, you know. And then my counselor will pacify me and be like, good job today. You did good. Thanks, girl.
I love the relationship you have with your counselor.
She's like the only counselor I haven't stalked online yet. So,
oh my goodness. No, that's really cool. I know something I'm learning about myself, I guess that's surprising. So I've always known that I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But these past, literally in these past few months, actually, I've gotten to teach in prison ministry. I got to teach one of our equip classes, which is kind of like what we call our discipleship classes at our church. Then I got to preach for a young adult.
Yeah.
But I think one of the things that I'm learning about myself is I've always known I've enjoyed teaching. But what I'm starting to learn and what's surprising me about myself is I don't think I realize how much I really enjoy being a creator.
Mm.
And I've never really seen myself as that. I was watching something and they were just talking about how there's two types of people. You have consumers and you have creators. And I love consuming. You know, I love watching movies. I love consuming like certain shows, or again, whether it's listening to, you know me, I've been listening to podcasts for years. Mm-hmm. Before it was like cool, like back in 2011 when I was deployed, literally, like, yeah. I've been so like I love consuming because I love learning. Yeah. And I like entertainment, but I didn't realize though, like, my brain has been more active probably than it's ever been before in my life these past couple months.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I felt like I was kind of annoying myself because I'm just like, what? Like, why won't you just chill?
Yeah.
And like, Mark, just relax. And what I started realizing as I was doing a prayer walk with the Lord, probably about, I think it was around this time last week, actually. And it was Friday of last week when I was doing my walk. And the Lord just kind of said, son, have you ever thought that the reason why you have so much going on in your brain is because I've given you something to create?
Mm.
And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds weird because it's like we've been doing the podcast now, you know, 2.5 years. But I don't know. I've never looked at it as being a creator. I've just looked at it as stepping in this teacher, you know, / sharing role. And that's there as well. But I never, I guess, looked at myself as, hey, you're also here to actually create something because you have something to create that can benefit other people. Yeah. And so that's the thing that I'm learning about myself. Like when I got to do prison ministry, and yes, and you know, a lot of the teachings that we do through our churches, you know, the notes are already there, but they also do a great job giving you permission to like, hey, add your flair, like, mm-hmm, bring you with it. And if the Holy Spirit's leading you in a direction, go for it. And so two things I got to do with prison ministry, and then when I got to preach with the young adults, is you already know I love worship, but for some reason I just felt an additional urge by the Spirit to, how can I end not just with the song, but a song that's relevant to the message that, right, connects them back to the Father. And so I don't know, I felt like it was and that was the part where it felt like it really changed and the atmosphere shifted, was that, mm-hmm, is when they got to worship their Heavenly Father. Because I felt like that was the moment I got to solidify it. I'm sharing that because there was an excitement in me discerning how to create that moment.
Yeah.
The Lord did it.
Yeah.
But the whole time, I'm like, God, what is something I can do? And not in this high pressure stressor.
Yeah. Like, how do we partner together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing with that being, so that was at least my second point. Not only am I learning how I'm a creator, I'm learning how to create by collabing with the Lord.
Yeah.
And so it's becoming way more exciting.
Yeah.
And it's I've realized a lot of the reasons why I haven't moved and wanting to do things that I want to do is because I put this pressure on myself thinking that I'm the one who has to implement it.
Mm.
And, mm-hmm, not saying that I don't have a role to, mm-hmm, play in that, but thinking as if I have to create something, mm-hmm, like it's all on me to create it. And I'm realizing it's like the Lord is just dropping things just in my heart and in my soul. He's just constantly. And the reason why my brain is not shutting off is because it's like, I mean, it's like telling a painter to not paint.
Yeah.
Or a singer to not sing, or someone who's gifted in playing an instrument to not play the piano or the guitar. When a artist has something in their mind, they go out and play, they go out and sing, they go out and write, you know, writers write. And so I think that's the thing, is that the Lord's telling me, like, yeah, you have the gift of teaching. You love teaching, but you're more than that. You like, yeah, creating. And why don't you do it with me?
I think the one thing I'm starting to notice probably about the both of us, is I think we're starting to get more of a firm foundation on certain dreams. And like, and by that, I mean, like, personally speaking, I feel like there are certain dreams. The Lord was very clear, like, to about, you know, when I was in college, like, he like literally showed me dreams and things like that. And, you know, life be life and things happen and you just kind of like let it go, you know, and fall. And then you start questioning it, like, man, did I really hear that right? Did I, you know, sense that right? Maybe it's just not for me. Mm. You know, the amount of times I have literally prayed to God, I'm like, God, I don't think this is for me. Like, I think I read the whole situation wrong. Like, so this isn't for me. Like, that's just something I made up in my head. But I could never, like, come to, like, peace with it. Mm. It's just something I wrestled with all along. But I feel like in the last, I would say month, I won't even say a couple of months. In the last month, we're both getting more of a firm, sure foundation on those old dreams, mm-hmm. and just be like, no, maybe this is it. Like, this is what was shown to me. This is what was said to me. So why wouldn't this be it? Right. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
I just kind of sense that mm-hmm. a little bit. Like, I know for me, like, the things I would just talk myself out of because I heard one time that, you know, I'm not good enough to do it or whatever. Like, those things, I'm just like, I think the question I really started asking is like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not me?
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. what can stop God from using me?
Was there something that took place in your brain that kind of like asked yourself that question? Or maybe a moment just in life or in that season?
No, I think it is coming back to just the question of taking God at his word.
Mm-hmm.
And either God is God
mm-hmm.
or he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And his word is true and his promises are true. Or it's all a big freaking lie that we're like high off of.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just shifting it and like, the last person I spoke to, that I said, like, kind of prophetically spoke into my life a little bit. Like, when I met, when I tell you, like, this was like our first real meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that she just casually said, it wasn't like, thus saith the Lord, the host of heavens, you know, like, it wasn't none of that. It was just a, like a casual conversation. And she started bringing up things from like over a decade ago, and I'm like, that's funny because he did show me that a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just kind of let it die off, you know, and just been like, okay, I think I'm just supposed to be a role player, and not like I'm supposed to be some sort of mega, you know, leader or whatever, but like,
right.
I'm just supposed to live life, wake up every day, go clock into my 9 to 5, and then come back home, make dinner, and, you know, just kind of live the Truman Show almost, mm-hmm. you know. But then like, I've just lately been questioning, like, why not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why can't what he showed you in college be true?
Yeah.
Like, why do you think it's not for you?
Yeah. I had a similar moment, probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, but what it was for me, it was actually the Lord challenging me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been kicking around this idea with him and you for years, almost 3 now to be specific. And I just felt the Lord basically tell me, like, he reminded me basically the image of Moses
mm-hmm.
when he had chosen him and asked him, you know, hey, go and tell Pharaoh, you know, let my people go. And, you know, Moses is going through all the excuses of everything that what he can't do. And the thing that reminded me of is he tells Moses, says, go and I'll put words in your mouth. And because one of his excuses was, I can't talk, you know.
Right.
And he reminded me of that because he didn't tell Moses, I'm going to put words in your mouth and then go.
Right.
The first thing he said was, go. Like, I just need you to get the show on the road. And as you go, I'm then going to put words in your mouth. And he reminded me of that. And so I basically felt the Lord go, Mark, I'm telling you the same thing. I need you to go. And same thing, I'm pulling the Moses card. I'm pulling out all the excuses. And I felt the Lord just gently go, Mark, at what point is it going to be enough? And I don't know. I just want to kind of share that with you who's listening and watching. Maybe you find yourself in a season right now where you have these ideas, you have these dreams, you have these visions that the Lord has placed in your heart, whether it's directly through people, through a sermon, through a message, through a podcast, through a song, whatever it is. And you have just questioned it over and over again. And I kind of just want to present that, you know, to our listeners, to the Let's Talk About It family.
Yeah.
At what point is it going to be enough for you to just go and move? And then the Lord asked me this. He goes, he says, Mark, do you want to be here again this time next year?
Yeah.
And I was like, and same question. I just want to ask you guys that. Do you want to be, how you're feeling right now, do you want to be at that same place this time next year? Like, is it going to take you 5 years?
Yeah.
10? Do you want to wait to get to the rest of your life, to the end of your life? And realize that all you got to do is just move. All you got to do is just go. And so it's essentially, I kind of had a similar moment like you did. But it just, it really got me, like, I got teary-eyed, you know, obviously having that conversation with the Lord. But part of the teary-eyed piece, too, wasn't just the idea of living in possible regret, but knowing that the Lord thinks that highly of me.
Yeah.
And the beauty is he thinks the same for you, too.
Yeah.
The Lord thinks so highly of you that he's all, it's the reason why he has given you these dreams, these visions, there's a reason why your heart beats drastically quicker when something specific is talked about. It's because it's coming from the Holy Spirit. And so what does it look like for you to just go? For you to just take one step in the next direction? John Maxwell says it's easier to drive a car at 5 miles per hour than it being parked.
Mm.
Even if it's slow.
Yeah.
Just move.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing it sounds like you and I are kind of both stepping into.
Yeah.
And the freedom has been not doing this in a false humility or arrogance, or like I'm really learning to step into every shit. Like last night, that's probably one of the first time I wasn't nervous to teach.
Yeah.
And not because I felt cocky or anything like about it. I just like, I know who I am.
Yeah.
In the Lord. I know what he's called me to do. So I'm stepping into it.
Yeah.
And I already told you, that was probably the funnest class I've taught in a very long, not because of the content, because of the people. People just came energized. And when they're ready, like I feed off that.
Yeah.
But that was probably one of the first times in a long time where I stepped into something that I know I'm gifted in to do. And I stepped in with confidence because I know who the Lord has said who I am. And I'm just leaning into that.
Yeah.
And it's, man, the amount of pressure that's gone and the freedom that I've gained from it. Oh my gosh. I can't describe it.
Yeah. It's funny. And I won't get into it now because the 50 minutes a week that y'all don't pay me for is coming to an end. So I think one of the questions I really want people to ponder, and I have no issues getting into it later because I've been wanting to do it. With all the excuses, who told you that? Right? Like, I've started to wonder who told Moses, or who gave Moses the idea that he can't speak well, or that he has a speech problem, or that he has a stuttering problem, or whatever other excuses that he came up with. Like, who told him that? Did he tell himself that? Did Pharaoh tell him that? Did his mom, his adopted mom, tell him that? Like, who told him that? Because God never said it. God never said, like, hey, yo, I'm a picky, but I need you to know right now, you got a little bit of a speech issue, okay? But we can work through it. Like, God never said it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you read the Bible, it actually says that he was very well educated and well in speech.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere along the line,
in the book of Acts, if you remember it, yeah.
Yeah. But somewhere along the line, he bought into this narrative of, oh, yeah, I don't speak well.
Yeah. You're saying Moses said he had a speaking problem,
right?
But the Lord didn't say.
But who told you that?
Yeah. It's good.
Because it's not God.
Yeah, that's good.
So whatever that excuse is, who told you that?
Yeah.
Because I promise you it's not God.
Yeah.
But like I said, my 50 minutes is up, so y'all are going to have to pay me for another time.
Oh, man, this was great. This is a great first episode back. Loved it. It's always good times with you, as always, me and more. But are there any other final thoughts or takeaways or anything else like that before we...
I'm just excited to go eat some chocolate.
Ooh, what kind of chocolate?
We have the sea salt and almond.
Oh, that chocolate. Oh, yeah, that is some good chocolate. Hey, listen, y'all ever come to the DFW area, just let us know. We can point in the right direction with that. That is some... Dang it. No, I want some.
Go get some. You have a whole bag of your
own. I might actually just do that. You see what she did? You see what she did, America? She just... Go ahead and get your own. Don't even want to share.
I don't.
Character, y'all. Remember that. Character.
This has nothing to do with character.
It has everything to do with character.
We bought our own bags.
Hey, on a serious note, if you guys enjoyed this, please leave us a comment, subscribe, review it too, as well as give us 5 stars, please, on Apple and Spotify podcasts if you guys are rocking with us audibly. But we love you guys. Thank you so much for joining. And I got a new Instagram handle. I am.
Oh, yes. He's back.
Mark.k.benton2. Still longer Mark K. Benton 2, unfortunately. Still haven't been able to get that resolved, but. It is what it is. Yeah. But hey, for real,
thanks,
tag us.
Meta.
Tag us, tag Juby, not Judy, and mark.k.benton2. We would love to see you guys' feedback. If you guys got any questions, too, holler at us. We're always down for topic ideas, Q&A. That's actually our favorite stuff to do. So anyways, we love y'all. Anything else?
Benakana.
Which means?
See you later.
Peace out, everybody.